This episode is brought to you by Cars.com. When you add your car to your garage on Cars.com, you'll unlock access to real-time insights into how much your car is worth. Plus, view its historical and projected value to decide when to sell. So when the time is right, you can secure an instant offer from a local dealership or sell it yourself on Cars.com. Start tracking your car's value with your garage on Cars.com. This episode is brought to you by Jiffy Lube. Cars can be a big investment, so it's important to take care of them. I once got a car that I started out with 25,000 miles on. I got it to over 200,000 miles because I took care of it. You know how you take care of a car? You take care of the maintenance, the oil, the brakes, all that stuff. And if you don't, you can have a car just completely fall apart. When your car needs maintenance, head to Jiffy Lube. They provide automotive excellence at speed. Get your oil changed, brakes checked, tons of other multi-care services. It's all done by expertly trained technicians who actually care about taking care of you and your car. Jiffy Lube, car more. To find coupons and start an instant online estimate, visit JiffyLube.com.
Network powered by Spotify, because it's out coming to you. We have Mikey Meatballs producing this disaster of a show, and joining me, as always, my wizards of wagering, my gurus of gambling, my barons of betting, my overlords of the odds, the D3, Harry, Brother Bry, Darren, the Parley Kid. What is happening, fellas?
What's going on, Sal?
Hey, Sal.
What's going on, buddy?
Well, we taped this on a Wednesday night, and I woke up this morning, and I looked right to Twitter. I actually play Immaculate Grid first, and then that's over in about 35 seconds. So then I go right to Twitter, and I saw that the big news is Zach Wilson and Tommy DeVito were named AFC and NFC Players of the Week. And I was like, I got to go back to sleep, or I got to wake up. That's what I got to do, because I haven't yet woken up. Brian, I was thinking about this. What would the highest live odds you think you would be able to get on Zach Wilson, AFC, and Tommy DeVito, NFC Player of the Week, in the same week? Was it at conception, maybe? And then maybe. I mean, about 4 weeks ago, this seemed just unfathomable. You and I had better chances.
Impossible, right? I mean, these are two guys. I mean, just think. I mean, some of us have liked Wilson a little more than others, but DeVito, right? I mean, you just assumed there's no way DeVito's an NFL quarterback, right? What you saw against the Jets, what you saw against the Raiders, was just awful. I mean, part of that was they didn't let him throw the ball ever, but still awful. You never thought he'd be here. And then Wilson, I mean, you just thought, right? I mean, at some point it was like, this is it. This is finally it. He's done. He's done with this team. He's never playing again. And then there he goes, has the best game of his career the other day.
I mean,
I don't know what odds are. You can't even get
1,000 to 1. First of all, they played each other. That was an awful game, Harry, when the Jets and Giants played each other. But I think it got even worse, I think, the week after. Well, you have to think when he sits, right? When they played on Thanksgiving without Zach Wilson, the chances 3 weeks later that he, I don't know. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
I just thought, you mentioned that Jets-Giants game. I mean, the Giants had like 8 yards passing the game. That was unbelievable. But still, look, I think, over what we've seen from DeVito, he can throw the ball. He can get it to the sidelines. And frankly, he's been better than Jones has been. He really has.
Fine. Yeah.
And he can run. We mentioned the other day, 70 yards rushing in that game. And he got them down to get the field goal to win the game. He's been great. Giants haven't had a lot of fun lately, and a lot of years in a row. This is Linsanity, though, right?
This definitely is, right? This is Linsanity.
I thought Coach Prime was Linsanity. We have a few Linsanities to throw.
This is especially, right? I mean, the whole Italian side, right? It's just,
that's the best thing going right now for him. And also for Player of the Week, there were some pretty good performances, Parley Kid. Our Dak Prescott, notwithstanding his performance, Justin Fields burying the Lions. Do you think that agent maybe put in a call, maybe leaned on someone a little? I don't know how it works.
Come on. Zach Wilson, fine, right? You look at his numbers, and they came mostly in the second half. I mean, that was 0-0 at halftime, I think, right, in that game, from what I recall?
Yeah.
And DeVito, I mean, I guess if you could throw for 140 yards now and
Right.
Rushed for 70. That's offensive player of the week. Wow. That bar is not set very high.
Now I'm looking at the NFC guys. Maybe, I don't know. I mentioned Fields. Oh, you could give it to McCaffrey every week. Purdy was good. I don't know. I still think a call was made.
It had to be at least if you were giving out odds every week.
To the Giants.
They should put odds out for this for player of the week.
It's okay, Dave.
It would have been 100-1 at least for each one of those guys, which is 10,000. But I'm just saying for each one, which is 10,000, right? For both, right? Just there. It's 10,000 one for the two of them.
Well, just underline the underdog parlay between those teams would have been, 30 exactly. to 20. So, by the way, I want to kick myself here because I even wrote it down yesterday. Parlay Kid, you mentioned it. And now I'm like, I didn't even mention the bet ache of the week came from our own producer, great Mikey Meatballs. And he came on Ringer Wise Guys, gave a guest pick, Poised went out there. I think John Jastrzemski ranked him in the top three best looking guest pickers we've ever had on Ringer Wise Guys. But all that aside, he goes out there and he, Mikey Meatballs, what did you have the Jets Texans? What was the under you had in that game? What was the number?
It was 32.5.
32.5. So we break from the show. I was like, all right, Meatballs, I'm going to bet this for you. 100 bucks, 32.5 under. He's like, all right, I'm confident in it. The weather, all that stuff.
Oh,
you know?
My gosh.
It, like you said, Paul, like it's 0-0 at half. And Meatballs, the Jets scored 30 points in the second half. Is that what happened?
Yeah, 30 points. And then the Texan, and that last field goal was the one that put it over.
How long, how much
time
was left?
They did not need to kick that field goal because the Texans weren't calling timeouts. That should have been like a mutual. There was a minute something left. That was definitely like a mutual. We're not going to call a timeout. Just don't kick,
Oh, man. A minute 8 left. Jeez. I went to pay Mikey Meatballs. I'm like, let me just check on this. Like, oh, no, that went over. That's disgusting. Sorry about that. Poor one out there. That's a bad headache. What else news Wednesday? I'm looking here. 8 games on foreign soil next year. They're going from 4 to 8. Is that next year, Bri? I think I saw 2024. There's a game in Brazil. This is going to, I think they're going to have to put, not in Brazil, but I think we're very close to them putting a team in Europe, right?
I think so.
Within the next 3 years,
I think so. How is it going to work though when they do that? Like for the,
well,
for
that
the,
team, it sucks for everybody else could get their bye. They could arrange their bye.
They're going to have to do a couple weeks home in a row, then on the road for 2 weeks. Like,
yeah,
right. You don't want to be flying back and forth potentially 15 hours.
I don't know. I don't know.
12 hours at least.
Harry, you like this? You'll probably go to like 4 games a year.
Look, right? I know. I probably will. Ken said he's already got a suite in the Four Seasons in Rio for the Brazil game. He's already got a suite.
Good.
So he wanted me to let you know.
His big return to Brazil. Wow. Yeah. Everyone's very, very lucky. All right.
Is that serious?
No, I'm joking. But no, it might
could have been serious, though. Totally.
Yes, Ken, he's been to Brazil 75 times.
Well, that's why I thought it was serious.
75.
Super Bowl was in SoFi 2027. So that's 4 years ago. So we get a relief from the traffic for another 4 years. Thank God. This caught my attention here. Patrick Mahomes said to Kadarius Toney. So all this stuff is going on. Toney lines up offsides. He's been dropping balls all year. You know, actually Andy Reid and Mahomes make buffoons of themselves defending Toney, going after the refs and when he was clearly off and whether he talked to the refs about it, I have no idea. But anyway, so they backtrack. And then Mahomes says to Kadarius Toney, be you, he says, Parlay Kid. I would advise be anyone but you. Be Tyreek Hill, be Valdez Scantling, be anybody else who was known to catch a ball and not embarrass the team and not get in the way. Is this what you would ever say to a receiver? Did you ever say to I'm trying to think, Chris Panzerella or Kent Williams, say, be you out there. Who are your receivers, Parley Kid?
Yeah, Kent that's
Williams.
About it.
That it?
Yeah.
That's it? Just the two?
Yeah.
Nobody else signed up for it.
only two receivers.
That's it. That's it. Yeah.
No Wade Siegel, Darren? No Wade Siegel?
Kevin Kliss, the tight end?
No.
Yeah. Kevin Kliss, the tight end, right.
LaBrizzi?
he went on to say, you make one mistake, that's not going to define you. Okay, fine. He's made 40. It's going to be how you respond to that mistake. All stuff you hear over and over and over. But,
yeah, that's leadership talk right there, sure. Right? So yeah. He's being a good teammate, Mahomes. They obviously probably think, and this is why he was such a high draft pick, Tony, is that he must have potential off the charts, right? They must see him in practice being like, this guy could be a game changer if he could get his head on straight. So they're trying to keep things positive because maybe
he could be a game changer if he could catch a ball or if he could stay on sides.
I mean, Darren, the Giants drafted him in the first round because they were hoping he was going to be a great punt returner too.
That's right. The guy, I mean, the Chiefs move him to the backfield once in a while. They obviously think he's got a ton of potential. They're just hoping that he could, the mental can catch up with the physical, and then maybe they have themselves like an elite player. And so they keep trying to keep it positive with them. That's it. I think it's a good move by Mahomes.
Well, an underrated storyline to all this, Bri, is Eric Bieniemy being gone, because a lot of people say he wouldn't have put up with this. He would have nothing. I don't know if he would pull a Belichick and just cut him on the spot. That's what old Bill would have done. Actually, we have old Bill now, but Bill from years past. But I don't know. It's that could be something, because the Tyreek Hill argument is kind of dead because they won a Super Bowl without him, right?
I know. We might be looking for something there, because it's also possible. I mean, has he done that with any Commanders players yet? I mean, apparently not, right? I mean, offense.
I don't know how much the offensive line is his fault, but Howell is about to break like a sack record. But I know what you're saying. Yeah, you're right. I don't know. Yeah. It's rough.
Times are tough a little bit in Kansas City, Sal. And Andy Reid seems like he can't get a handle or grasp on fixing the situation, right? So that's what good coaches, really great coaches, do. He's not doing a good job yet.
I wouldn't be too excited about this, Harry. Have you seen the rest of the AFC? Like, they easily could be a one seed. They easily could play their way back to the championship game. So
Denver's still not out of the West.
I'll take all your Denver. I'll take all your Minnesota money. I'll take all your Denver division money. however much you want to put up. This money, I have no idea what to do with this Thursday night game. The Raiders are home, favored by 3.5 now. It went up 34.5 is the over under. Chargers coming to town. As of recording, Colton Miller for the Raiders, the tackle, Andre James, both out. The center. Devontae Adams is sick. Josh Jacobs with a quad injury, and Max Crosby all questionable. Now, by the time you listen to this, a couple of those will be established. I'm assuming these guys all play. Al Michaels also a game time decision. He's hoping for a pregame aneurysm or Bell's palsy or something. I don't know. Bri, take it away. This is your team, and you flip-flopped on your pick, and who the hell could blame you?
Yeah. Right. Look, I have to kind of go against you guys here, and I'm going to take the Chargers plus 3.5. And look, this is going against Harry's cartoon that he put out there already, and I continue to go against Harry's cartoon, even though I think last time he might have beat me on this one. And look, the Raiders have been a pretty good home favorite this year, but the thing with the Chargers, it doesn't matter who it is, if it's Herbert, if it's Stick, whoever's be quarterback in this game always comes down to the end, right? I mean, somebody might win by a touchdown here, maybe the Raiders cover with the touchdown, but it's going to come down to something late, really. But both teams, like you said, are missing a ton, and we saw that last week. I mean, with Colton Miller out, with James out, I think James is likely out. I mean, their line got beat up last week to the Vikings. We saw what the Chargers did. I know Mate boasted. I know he's out, but we saw what the Chargers defensive line did to the Raiders offensive line the last time. We don't know with Adams. I have a feeling Jacobs is probably out. Crosby, while he was awesome last week, the guy has been playing hurt. So there's some people telling him, look, you should not be playing this week. So I can't see this guy sitting, but there's just so many things out for the, so many guys out in this game, just in general. I know Allen's out too for the Chargers, but again, like I said, this is a game that always seems to come down to the end. If it was at 3, I don't know what I would have gone here, but the fact, once I saw it go up to 3.5 here, jumping on the Chargers.
Well, I think you might be right about Crosby not playing, only because I bet him at 7-1 to have the most regular season sacks. He's a sack and a half behind Khalil Mack. By the way, that's the only thing to be excited about in this game.
For this game. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mack against Crosby. And we go by the who's going to need the last game. Well, they'll both need the last game. But
yeah,
I
mean, look, the guy has never missed a game.
But he's got a four-game streak with a sack. And
never
or
missed a
like
game.
Yeah.
He was doubtful for that
four.
One game. Could barely move the one game. Came back, mm-hmm. played that next game. Last game, he looked back to his old self. But again, there's some people on the short week. They're still saying his knee is not good, not to risk it. So you never know. You never know. Smart thing would be to not play. Tank this game. Do not win this game, Raiders.
Oh, no one should play. Yeah, that's a smart thing to be to not watch. But all right. Harry, Bri brought up Cartoon Harry. You have a cartoon every week out, every Thursday. Check it out at AAO Harry. He tweeted, I did not watch. So did you get the Raiders at even odds? What did you get the Raiders?
I got them at -3. -3.
All right.
But for the pod, I am going to do a teaser here. Brian mentions that, you know, these games are usually close by the spread and the game itself. The first time they played, it was a 6.5-point spread. And the Chargers won by 7. But here I'm going to do a 7-point teaser, Sal. I'm going to take the Raiders plus 3.5 and under 41.5 with or without Herbert. The Chargers have managed just 53 points in their last four games. Five of the last six games for Las Vegas have landed 40 points or less, 31 points or less for the Chargers in their last three games, too. Chargers are a mess overall. Eckler has not had a 70-yard rushing game. This is crazy. And then a 70-yard rushing game since week one of the season. The Raiders, four of their five wins have been at home. Chargers just 1-4 in their last five overall. And the Raiders, plus the 3.5 and under 41.5, have hit in five of their seven home games this year. So give me the Raiders with more than a field goal and to go under.
All right. Big, big deal. Harry's giving you a big holiday deal at -130. Another 7-point teaser. All right, Parley Kid, what you got? You're with the Raiders also?
Yeah. Why? That's a good question.
I didn't ask why. I just asked.
I know, but I question myself why. And this is going to be, this is a tough watch. There's very little to root for here in this game. And that's why you got to wager on it, because it's the only thing that's going to make this game worth watching. So, but I think what we have here is, I think the Chargers now are in full tank mode. I don't think the Raiders are in tank mode yet, because you have Pierce, who's probably still, even if he's not going to be back with the Raiders or he'll be their coach, I think he is trying to make a name for himself. And let's face it, they are playing very hard for him, as witnessed by playing, you know, that even in this Vikings game where they couldn't put up points. And they're not going to go back-to-back weeks without scoring a point. At least I don't think they will. I think right now they have a little bit more weapons, a little bit more speed than the Chargers. Chargers are now down to basically no speed on this field for them. No playmakers really for them. Not that the Raiders have a lot either, but the Raiders defense is playing better than it has in a long time. And they'll frustrate the young quarterback on the Chargers. I think they'll do just enough to cover this game. They look like they're still playing with some pride out there and with heart. And I think in this type of game on a Thursday night, that doesn't really mean much. I think that could be the difference. It's just, they're going to just be playing harder than the Chargers.
Well, yeah. I mean, last week screws it all up, right? Losing 3-0. It's hard to say great things about them, Bri, as you know, but I'll look at Aiden O'Connell and he throws a lot. He really throws a lot. I think he averages like 37 attempts over the last three, right? So, and he didn't really bury them, even getting shut out. He was 21 for 32 for 171. He had an interception, but 171 yards, 21 for 32, which are great stats for 2023. Really, like Zach Wilson's like, crap, am I going to win the AFC Player of the Week here? But all kidding aside, on the other side is Easton Stick. And I'm going to repeat this on Cousin Sal's winning weekend Friday, but I went to Wikipedia to look him up. And the most exciting thing about Easton Stick is during week three of the 2020 regular season, Stick briefly entered the game after starting quarterback Justin Herbert was apparently injured. Before Stick could take the first snap of his career, however, the Chargers called a timeout and substituted Herbert back into the game. That was it. Now we played last week. It's a tough one. I don't know. It's so hard to handicap these backups, Brian, but I'm going to go Raiders money line and under adjusted to 37.5. You get plus 138 for that. Chargers were minus 3.5 on the look ahead. This swung 7 points since Herbert fractured his finger. I don't think it should be this much. I think Staley might have fractured his coaching prospects too, but you get Raiders money line, you go under, shouldn't be a lot of explosion in this game, plus 138. That's 37.5 is that number I'm going under. All right, let's do the props. I'm delaying the inevitable here with the first touchdown score because we're so terrible. But Harry, start us off with the props. I think you're just doing this to get under my skin, but go ahead, go for it.
Well, I'm going to go Chargers kicker Cameron Dicker under 6.5 points at minus 122. Look, three straight games for Dicker. He's gone under 6.5 points. No Herbert in there is obviously a crusher with Easton Stick in there now. 10 of his last 11 games, Dicker has attempted 2 field goals or less. So just 2 or less in 10 of the 11. Chargers averaged just 15 points a game over the last 4 games. Not a lot of points here. Not a lot of chances. Dicker under 6.5.
I mean, I don't think you've taken a kicker prop or any of us have all year. The reason you would do it is so that we could bring up that Cameron Dicker was the kicker I picked up and got 0, right? against you in a game that I lost by 1.
Yeah. Well, guess what? He got minus one. I had minus 1. So
yeah, he got, no, I know. Yeah, but did you pick him up?
No, I didn't do that. No, I didn't do that too. No, I didn't. No, okay. No ill will, Sal.
All right, let's cut that out.
And that was it.
Cut that out then. I don't care. All right, Brother Bry, you have Eckler. I have Eckler. You go for it with the
I'm going to take Eckler over 29.5 receiving yards. Look, I was going to take O'Connell passing yards at first, but then all of a sudden he went off the board. There was questions if he was going to start. It seems like he was definitely starting now, but then nobody knows who's playing at wide receiver. So
crazy.
Yeah, I think Eckler at over 29 is a pretty good bet. He's gone over this number in 4 of his last 7, even again in that crappy game against the Broncos, 5 receptions for 49 yards. And look, this is a guy that usually kills the Raiders out of the backfield. If you look at his numbers receiving against the Raiders, mm-hmm. he always beats them up. And Eckler, look, he's got to be, even though Parley Kid will talk about this guy a lot, he's gotten significantly slower this year. But he should be Stick security blanket all game in this game. If I were them, I'd dump it down to him a lot here. So I think 29.5 is kind of low in this game for him.
Yeah.
Unless he stops playing halfway through, you know, that's always a possibility.
Well, that could be it too, but he does seem to get some screens out of the backfield. That would be a good check down option for Austin Stick, who, by the way, I don't know if you knew this, but during week 3 of the 2020. No. Okay. I've read that already. Eckler, I'm going to go under. I had 44.5 rushing yards. This has been bounced up to 46.5, but the trend still works out. 11 of his last 12. Harry mentioned he hasn't had like a 70 yard game in forever, even 46.5, 11 of his last 12 on the road against top 10 scoring defenses. And Bri, by the way, your Raiders are 9th. He has gone under this number. 11 of the last 12 on the road, top 10 scoring defenses. He averages 3.7 a carry. He's only getting around 12 carries. And, you know, it's like Spiller and Josh Kelly are getting just as much work. He had like 4 or 5 carries after Herbert came out against Denver. Again, I think, Bri, yours is good. See him dumping it off to him in the backfield, but I don't see him getting a ton of carries or going over that 46. Mm-hmm. and a half number. All right, Parley Kid, I like this one. You passed on this. This was a winner in, what was it, the Tennessee game? No, which game was this? The Colts?
Yeah. No. Well, it was the Panthers-Saints.
Panthers-Saints, right.
Yeah. Last week was going to be my pick. It was only half of this. It was just first drive punt.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, I just went away from it. But this one is one that Brian did last week. And the Patriots scored on the first drive. And he was a loser.
This is both teams' first drive.
Both teams' first drive punt at plus 170. It just seems more than fitting that would happen in this game. I don't think a score happens. I just got to make sure that one of these quarterbacks doesn't get picked. We get a punt on both sides. I get a plus number for it. That's it. It just, we might turn the game off after that.
You know what's interesting about this? When your guy goes back to pass, that's the most exciting part of this bet, right? Because he could throw an interception, He could, you know, it could dump it off and a guy could break a tackle or something.
It's a fun one. It's a fun, it's a fun bet. And
plus money, plus 170.
Well, that that happened last week, right? I mean, we had, there was a long pass, like the, what was it, second play of the game or whatever?
Right, you don't want that.
Right away, it was a long pass. And as soon as they got to the 30, you're like, unless there's three sacks in a row here,
I'm done. Yeah, because if they, especially if they air it out, it's like, crap, this is either pass interference, which they're probably going to get a field goal at least,
right?
Interception, which that kills the first drive punt thing.
Sure.
Or a reception. Or I mean, I guess it could be incomplete too. But yeah, it's an exciting bet. All right, plus 170. Hey, speaking of exciting bets, we have a few that are not anything resembling what I just described. The first touchdown scorer, we are one for our last 52. We'll be right back to give you four more losers.
As a plant-based cheese company, Daiya has never talked about beef in an ad before, because someone somewhere once had a beef with saying beef and plant-based together. So putting a slice of Daiya cheese on a beef burger, not okay. Well, our delicious melty cheese has a beef with your beef about beef, because any step towards plant-forward eating is a step in the right direction. Daiya, 100% plant-based, even if you're not. Now made with Daiya Oat Cream Blend.
All right, first touchdown scorer. Now, there's a lot of, we might sound stupid here, because there are players who are up there that, you know, might not even get in. I'm looking at the first touchdown props. And by the way, kudos to FanDuel. They put it all nice in a little grid here so we could see any time, first touchdown, last touchdown. But anyway, Jacobs plus 460 now. Zamir White plus 460 in case Jacobs doesn't play. Austin Eckler 7-1. Devontae Adams plus 750. Also questionable to play. Like I mentioned earlier, we are 1 for 52. I really wanted to hit DiMaggio's 56, but I screwed it up by week 7 or 8 or whatever. I got one right. I apologize to everyone. I'm going to go with Josh Jacobs. I had that last night. I wrote it down at 5-1. And then they said, well, he's not practicing. He might not play. They're like, okay, let's move it down to plus 460 then. I don't get it. I know I can't move off of this, though, because if I do, he's definitely going to play and he's definitely scoring the first. He'll get like an 80-yard carry to start things off. Bri, would you say it's a disappointing year? I guess it's not as bad as I thought when I was looking at his numbers. He has... he does have 6 touchdowns, right? And then 800 plus yards. Would you have thought he had that many yards?
Yeah, I mean, he had a couple of good games. But other than that, I would still say it's a disappointment, right? Kind of came into the season late, not necessarily in great shape. But, you know, they didn't get into rhythm at all. A lot of that has to do with the offensive line. Their run blocking hasn't been as good in general. But, yeah, I mean, it is surprising. His stats are actually solid. But... it still seems like a disappointment.
I'm going to win my under with him, right? Wait, hold on. If you guys bear with me 1 second.
Wait, Jacobs. Wasn't
it 1,000 on the dot?
Was it only 1,000? 1,000. Yeah, 1,000.5. Ooh, I might not get there. Holy crap. I got
remember we thought that
1 yard
crazy
touchdown
from the year before, Sal, when he had 1,500?
That's what they kind of do. Some of these guys, they take 500 yards off. Has he missed a game, Bri?
Well, at the beginning of the season.
Yeah, he missed in the beginning.
No, he still
played.
No, I'm trying to think. Did he still play that? He might have still played that first game. I think he did play that first game.
He has 6 touchdowns, though. He has 4 in the second quarter and 2 in the fourth quarter. I'm asking him to heat up early, or maybe a second quarter touchdown or a fourth quarter touchdown is good enough to be the first scorer in this game. It really might be. He has 14 red zone touches. I can't turn my back on the bet. That's basically what's going on here. So Josh Jacobs to score the first touchdown down to plus 460. That's my pick. Yeah, I think he's played September 10th. Yeah,
he played that first one. I was thinking he just came in a little out of shape. But is there a way he cannot play this game but score the first touchdown for you?
I probably won't get my money back. Something stupid will happen. Something will step on the field by accident or some crap. All right, Harry, give us your pick for first
I'm
touchdown.
I'm going to take Jakobi Meyers at 14-1. I think this is tremendous value. Let me tell you why. Second leading receiver on the Raiders in receptions, targets, and yards, but he's first in touchdown receptions. He has 6 and Adams only has 4. He had the first touchdown of the game 2 weeks ago against Kansas City. He also had the first touchdown of the game versus the Giants on a carry. And in fact, He scored the first touchdown in the game for the Raiders 5 times this year. Those two I mentioned. He also had the first touchdown against the Patriots, Green Bay, and Denver at 14-1. Jacoby Myers.
I can't disagree with any of that. I was looking at the numbers and I was like, wow, how is Myers? He just gets on the board. They should maybe throw to him more, Brian. I don't know. All right. Yeah. He has Myers. You have Mayer. This is also a good one.
Michael Mayer. Well, you could say it's a good one. I mean, he has got one touchdown in the year. He underperformed for a lot of the year. But I will say Mayer struggled last week against the Vikings, but the Vikings do a pretty good job against tight ends. The Chargers defense, though, has been bad against tight ends. They've given up the fourth most yards here. I don't know why we're still doing this here. I will say, again, we don't know the status of Adams, which is huge. And if he's not playing here, Mayer's going to play a significantly larger role in this game. Obviously, Renfro will as well. So I just thought 21-1, a tight end. The guy should be getting the ball a lot more. They should be focusing on getting him the ball late in the season. I mean, he has performed a lot better over the last month. So. Mm-hmm. There's no reason here. He couldn't get this tight end, this touchdown. All right.
Paulie Kidd, I'm glad you're doing this. Tell everyone your pick here. We have to have one of these.
Well, it's the Raiders defense at 30-1. So we're all on the Raiders.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So Eckler, whatever.
Eckler touchdown.
That's fine. Right. Most likely. But, we got just a very inexperienced quarterback going.
We have inexperienced gamblers here too on this podcast. I think is
seems
the
like
thing.
It. They could definitely give it right seems back like it.
Yeah,
yeah. I don't know. The Raiders' defense has been game. They have some guys that fly all over the field, like Crosby. Put a little pressure on the quarterback. We get a pick. We get a winner. I don't know. There's just I'm trying to help us play a little catch up here. Maybe at 30-1. Get a little bit of a return for ourselves, but I don't know.
It's funny. The first touchdown for the Raiders defense is as likely or almost as likely as no touchdown in the game, 28-1.
Oh my gosh. Really?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Well, we're not going. I mean, I did that last week, right? The no touchdown. I don't think we're, I mean, God, I hope the Raiders game doesn't go back-to-back games without a touchdown.
And to answer, I think we did answer this last week, but defense isn't the same as special teams because FanDuel has Raiders special teams 50-1 in the to score the first touchdown. They have a lot of things that a lot that I want to try and a lot that I would just laugh at here. I mean, one or more touchdowns scored in each quarter is probably not going to happen. O'Connell and Stick to combine for 500 yards plus 850. I don't know. What do we think? No, it can't happen. All right. So that's it. I'm trying to distract from our picks. That's going to do it. Now we have other games. We have 3 Saturday games. Brother Brian and I are going to go over all 15 NFL games after Thursday on Friday's Cousin Sal's winning weekend. But I thought it'd be fun for us to all pick a prop that we won't necessarily cover in that discussion. All right, Harry, start us off. 15 games, 3 Saturday. You're going with one of the Saturday games.
Yeah, I'm going to go Cincinnati, Minnesota. I'm going to take Joe Mixon. Anytime touchdown score at plus 120. He scored a touchdown in 5 of his last 7 games. In his last 3 out of 4 games, he has at least 21 total touches in those games. Browning's been good for Cincinnati with no Burrow now. But I think the Bengals are really going to rely on Mixon here even more. Get it done on the ground. 3 touchdowns he's had in his last 2 games. Mixon, anytime touchdown, gets in the end zone against the Vikings at plus 120.
All right, this is Harry's fantasy darling. He reached for him or something, or at least CBS told him.
I may not start him, though. I don't know if I'm going to start him.
May not start him. I was turned off with Mixon. I think he was like 30th in the league in broken tackles or he hadn't broken a tackle or something crazy. I was like, this guy, he's on his downside of his career. He's had a resurgence.
He's looked good lately, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Looks
yeah. Congratulations,
Looks
man. You did great. All right. Brother Bry, give us a prop here.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Cortland Sutton, Harry's boy, right? From fantasy, right? Yeah. He talks about all the time. His great picks. I forget what round was that, Harry?
Ninth round.
But I'm going to go with them Anytime touchdown plus 130 here against the Lions. Sutton, look, guy does have 10 touchdowns on the season. He's got a touchdown in 7 of his last 8 games. Meanwhile, the Lions have given up the 6 most passing touchdowns this season. Fields threw all over them. Carr the week before was still putting up good numbers before he had gotten hurt. We saw what Love did to him on Thanksgiving. He thrashed him. So I expect Wilson to have a good game here against the Lions here, and Sutton should benefit from this. I like them to score again. You get him plus 130 again for a guy who scored in 7 of his last 8.
All right. We're all picking Saturday games here, right? Parlay Kid, Goff. I had this bet. I love this bet this past Sunday, and wasn't really close. Goff over 1.5 touchdown passes.
Yeah, and I could see, it's minus 102. And you could obviously make a case that he's playing against the Denver defense that really hasn't permitted a lot of thrown touchdowns, at least the second part of the season for them compared to the first part of the season. But this just strikes me as a pretty good number for Goff. He's 4-2 going over 1.5 at home this year so far. The Lions offense has come back down to earth a little bit, but this guy, let's face it, he does have weapons on this offense with Laporta, right? And Gibbs is so fast out of the backfield. I mean, he's capable of breaking one of these swing passes all day long, and obviously a pretty solid wide receiving core that Goff gets to. I think this offense kind of comes to life back at home against the Broncos this weekend, and they're going to do it through the air a little bit. Goff's got to step up his game here late in the season.
All right. I'm also hitting a Saturday game, Colts and Steelers. I'm going Colts first half. They win the first half. Steelers win the game at 8-1 odds. This is all reliable for me. It's hit 5 times this year from anywhere, odds from 5-1 to 12-1. It paid for itself for the next 2 years. It's a great bet. You might want to try it with other games too. Favorite to win the first half, underdog to win the game. Simmons had it with the Ravens and Rams last week, said it was the most exciting bet he's had, and he was like 13-0 going into the weekend. So try it out on a Saturday. This is due. As far as the Steelers go, it's due. What do you have to lose? You're in great hands with Mitch Trubisky. Colts first half, Steelers game, 8-1. Now, that's not all the pigskin action on Saturday. 5 bowl games, Bri, and it's going to keep going. There's one Monday, and then I think every day. Where are we? So Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So we'll be at the 19th on Monday, I think, right? Or 18th? 18th. And then I think it's just every day. That's not the NFL's not playing. Great news. Starting off with some lean ones. Gronk has a bowl now. He has my cousin Jimmy's bowl. I think they had like a leg wrestling match or something, and Gronk won, so he gets the LA bowl now, which features the 4th place team in the Pac-12 versus the winner of the WAC, Harry? Mountain West. Sorry, I'm an idiot. UCLA, 3.5-point favorite over Boise State. 49.5 is the over on there. I'm taking Boise on the money line here, plus 155. They've won 4 straight. They've scored 40 or more in 3 of those 4. UCLA was bad down the stretch. They Chip Kelly's, this is his final game, as far if you listen to any talk radio out here, and I don't think the team cares. That team scored more than 10 just once the final 4 weeks. They're 1-9 against the spread. I'm taking the money line here. That doesn't matter. Their win was against USC. Everybody was beating them. Leiotu Latu, the edge rusher, phenom, is, he's out, declared for the draft. You got defensive backs, Kamari Ramsey and John Humphrey, both hit the transfer portal. They lost 3 coordinators, Parlay Kid, this UCLA team. Both going with backup quarterbacks. Boise's Taylor Green transferred to Arkansas. We're going to see Ethan Garbers for UCLA. He's not great. 9 touchdowns, 3 interceptions, doesn't run a lot, takes a bunch of sacks. Dante Moore transferred. He might be looking at Oregon. I think it's going to be the running backs for Boise State that make the difference. Ashton Jante and George Holliday, they star for in that running attack. Ugly run first game. I don't know. Gronk may have to get naked and streak during halftime or something. I'll say 23-14. I think it should be a pick'em, and I'm taking the upset with Boise State. All right, Harry, you're doing the Cure Bowl.
Taking the Cure Bowl, Sal, and I'm going to take Appalachian State minus the 6.5 against Miami of Ohio. Look, now, Appalachian State's a 6.5-point favorite, but their final record was 8-5. Miami was 11-2, but the Red Hawks are on quarterback number 3 and number 4 because their starter Brett Gabbert had a leg injury end of the season in October, and their backup Avion Smith entered the transfer portal. So, like I said, they're on quarterbacks 3 and 4. They're both going to probably play on Saturday. Meanwhile, quarterback for the Mountaineers of Appalachian State, Joey Aguilar, passed for a school record 3,600 yards this year, had 33 passing touchdowns. Only Jaden Daniels and Bo Nix had more passing touchdowns this year than anybody else in Division I football. And also, Appalachian State played a tough game against North Carolina, lost to them in double overtime, and they won at James Madison, ruining their shot at an undefeated season. So I'm going to take App State minus the 6.5.
This is in Orlando, I think, this game, right? Yeah.
I kind of like Miami in that game.
Well, we're going to see. Ooh. Remember last year in August when we did this and like everybody transferred from Miami of Ohio to it was all these MAC teams that got good transfers to good schools.
This year too, I left Miami of Ohio.
Whatever college team you root for, they're going to have one of these guys on this Miami of Ohio team. So go enjoy it. All right, Brother Bri, what you got?
I'm going to go New Mexico State minus 3.5 against Fresno. So I think we said this is what the New Mexico Bowl,
the Isleta New Mexico Bowl. Isleta seems to be a casino out there. Yeah,
I guess. So. But you look, I have to give New Mexico State credit, right, for the turnaround this program's had, right? They win a bowl game last season, right? This is a team that generally has not been good. They win a bowl game last season. They start the season 2-3 this year, but then they win 8 straight, including a blowout against Auburn, right? Before losing the last game of the season, they lose to Liberty, right? And a Liberty team who went undefeated, who nobody talks about at all. And that was a game that was tied going into the fourth quarter. Now on the other side, Fresno State, they lost 3 straight, including losses to New Mexico, who was not good, and San Jose, who is a 500 team. And the thing with them is, too, now Fresno State, their coach stepped away for health reasons. So I don't know. I really like New Mexico State here, minus 3.5. I think this coach wants another bowl in here.
Yeah, if they don't win the New Mexico Bowl, although I guess I'm saying the same thing with UCLA, not winning the LA Bowl. But for God's sakes, this is like your Super Bowl. This is your state, New Mexico.
It is.
Do it. You mentioned Liberty, Bri. That line was 13.5 because I watched because of Oregon. It's now 17.5. Is Bo Nix playing in that game? Is that crazy?
Yeah.
He is?
Yes. Yeah. Yep.
And that's not going to change. Like, you shouldn't just take Liberty now, and then when he announces next week that he's not playing, this line's like 9. I don't know. And they could cover it anyway. I think I would take the points in that.
I know where Oregon's staying, Sal, so I'll check it out.
Oh, yeah, please do. Right, that's right. I forgot that's by you. All right, Texas Tech. Parlay Kid, you're going Texas Tech. Sorry.
Yeah, it's a big one, right, Sal? Independence Bowl, Shreveport, Louisiana. Nice little trip from Texas to Louisiana, even though Lubbock, Texas is still a decent car trip away to Louisiana, but
you've made it many times. You've made
7 hours, I think. Yeah. 7 hours.
It's about 7 to 8 hours, right? Correct, but still much shorter than the trip that Cal has to take. If Cal even really wants to take this trip, they obviously we're all dealing with portal issues and stuff. And the two most significant ones in this game occur on Cal's side with their coach, offensive coordinator bolting for Baylor. He's out. And Cal's leading tackler is also out of this game. So they're most impacted. And here's the deal. Like you were saying before about the run game, sometimes in these bowl games, that's really what it just comes down to. In these type of games where and Texas Tech has a great running back in Taj Brooks. He's fantastic. 1,500 yards in the season. And Texas Tech has the most elite unit in this game in their offensive line, potential 2 to 3 NFLers on that line. I think it's just going to be a run-heavy game from Texas Tech, ball control game, and they just kind of wear this disinterested Cal team down. Texas Tech wins going away in this one, Sal.
I like it. You know, Bri, we used to, years ago, do longest touchdown over. In these bowl games, and my theory behind it is, well, these defenses haven't played some of them in a month, you know, they're going to let up. Maybe there's a missed tackle or something. You know, what do they care? Also, just going for a long pass. You know, what are you saving up at this point offensively? A lot of them would hit. I remember that first year we did it. I feel like it hit. And we'd have kickoffs run back for a touchdown. The game would be over immediately. Right? Yeah, because it would be over.
There were some that were like 75, right? Like, yeah, it was like a crazy number. Right?
A team would get it like, like Florida would get it at their own like 29. And it would already be over. Like,
right.
Like,
oh, crap. That used to drive me crazy. I'm like, oh, my God, what do we need to do to hit this?
Yeah. You know, but most of them were about 47, 49, yeah. 50, right in there. That was an exciting, but I don't think FanDuel has that for some of these games this week. But yeah, anyway, I'm just reminiscing here. All right, that's all of them. We'll be doing this every week. And because we got games all the time here. Great, great month of football. We'll be right back to talk Shark Tank. These guys got their best bets for me. I'm going to pick one. Be right back.
Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at IKEA-USA.com/circular. Visit IKEA-USA.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
All right, it's Shark Tank time. These guys each give me their best bets, and I buy one of them from them. Not that necessarily buy them, but I jump along for the ride. I listen very carefully. I went 2-1 last week. The brothers won, Brian, Darren. Harry, you lost. You had the soccer. You picked that right. The over, at least an adjusted over, but you had the over in the Sunday night game with the Cowboys. That lost. I'll let you jump out first. What you got?
All right. So I've lost actually 3 Shark Tanks in a row.
Well,
so
I've got to snap bragging. Out of it. Stop bragging. Yeah. Come
on. I'm going to do it. I like the honesty. It's about time. Yeah,
there you go, D. There you go.
He didn't make the picks, though, Darren. He didn't make the picks.
7 points. Yeah. I got to get on the board here. I'm going to do a teaser, Darren. I'm going to do a 7-point AFC boy. East teaser. I'm going to take the Dolphins from 8.5 down to 1.5. And I'm going to take the Bills against yours and Sal's Cowboys -2.5 to +4.5. First, like I said, Dolphins -1.5 against the Jets. Miami beat the Jets on Black Friday by 21. Jets got their win versus a banged up Texan squad. They bounce back win here for Miami, I think, after blowing that game against Tennessee. Tua shows up and has a big game. And Mostert, 18 total touchdowns, has been fantastic all season. And after that, like we discussed, that Jets game last week was 0-0 at half. Then they exploded somehow for 30 in the second half. Before that, the 7 games before that the Jets played, all of them were under 20 points they scored. So give me the Dolphins -1.5 with, like I said, the Bills up to +4.5. We mentioned this the other day too. Maybe a letdown for Dallas. Maybe. Game's more important for the Bills overall. 3 of the Cowboys' last 5 road games, they have scored 20 points or less, and one of those 2 ones that they did score was against Carolina, who's probably very close to, if not the worst team in the league. Josh Allen, 35 total touchdowns, fresh off that win in Arrowhead. The Bills scored 66 points combined in their 2 games before that. Give me the Bills at a key number here, +4.5. In case Dallas pulls this game out by 3 or 4, I get the 4.5, and I get there with the Bills.
Hmm. All right, I don't mind the Bills. The Dolphins, I don't know why. I just maybe it's because I lost so much money on them Monday night. But I also think the gap is closer between the Dolphins and the Jets than we want to admit to ourselves. Hmm. I don't know, Bri.
It's a tough one.
Yeah, I know the Black Friday. They'd be. I don't know. Maybe Zach Wilson. Maybe he's back to being okay, and then the Dolphins have to actually play this game to win. I don't like their body language, the Dolphins, at all. All right, I'll hear everybody else's. Bri, give me yours.
Yeah, I'm going UFC. It's a good card to end the year. They always end the year on these good cards here, but I'm going to take Colby Covington. Was +140 and it went down over the last like hour or two to +124 against Leon Edwards. I still think Edwards here is just too big of a favorite for me. Right. And love Covington or hate him. And most people hate him. He's going to go full steam ahead, right, for 25 minutes. I just don't know if Edwards can keep pace with him. Right. We've seen, you know, Covington, obviously a specialist wrestler, but we've seen Edwards, you know, he's been taken down a bunch, but he's hard to keep down. But I do think eventually in like the third, fourth, fifth round, if Covington keeps that pace on him, I don't think Edwards is going to be able to get up from the bottom here. And Edwards, look, he was great in his last fight against Usman, but I'm not ready to anoint him yet as this top pound for pound fighter. And I could see this being almost, I mean, it's hard to have a letdown fight against somebody like Covington, who's just talking trash all the time, nonstop. Mm. But I could see it being a little letdown after those two huge fights against Usman. Covington hasn't fought in a while, but you know this guy's going to come out here and give it his all. So I think Covington starts taking control, especially in the second half of this fight. He wins a decision, but I'll take him at just to win at plus 124.
Yeah, I've been looking at this one. I don't love Edwards. I lost a lot on Usman the first fight. I think I had Usman the second fight too. So he won the second fight. Fine. He was getting beat up the first fight until that kick. Yeah, I'm looking at him. I think you're right. He's slightly overrated. When did Covington fight last? Like last March, like a year.
It's like 21
seven
months
ago.
It's been a while. It's been a while, but look, I mean, he might be a little rusty early in that fight, but again, the guy has the best cardio in the UFC, better than of all the guys who are great with cardio. He does have the best cardio, so he's going to be nonstop.
I just see a Masvidal win, and I'm like, what does that even mean anymore, right?
But I guess that's a different type of fight. That's different. Yeah. That's a different type of fight.
Woodley before that was his win.
Yeah, I mean, look, I mean, Edwards is, all right. You know, Edwards is tough, but I just like, as an underdog, I just like him.
Let's go to you. Mikey Meatballs, what do you think here with this fight?
Brian was spot on with that. I 100% agree, Covington.
Wow. Ooh, okay. Plus 124. Is there another one in there you could throw our way, or have you not?
I do like Ryan Kelleher on the undercard, plus 172, Long Island guy. I think for the co-main, for flyweights, it's always just beneficial to take the underdog. So Roy Valla plus 158, I think is the play for that.
Okay. All right. There you heard it from Mikey Meatballs. How is there not? Where's my minus 600 on the undercard? I'm looking. Well, I don't see any.
You got to go to the main card if you want.
The main card.
Minus 720. That's all right.
There's my guy.
Rachmaninoff's winning that fight. I kind of like Rachmaninoff.
That's Wonderboy. He's playing fighting Wonderboy.
I kind of like him to win by decision, a plus 250, though.
Really?
It's a 3-round fight. I mean, I know submissions like plus 140, but I could see Thompson just staying away. I mean, he's a very conservative fighter at times. He's not going to stand in there with him. So,
all right. So Rachmaninoff, the 49ers, money line, and whoever Harry's playing in fantasy. That's my dream team. Actually, the playoffs isn't next week. I take it back. All right. Harry's resting his guys. All right, Parley Kid, I got to jump back to football. What do you like? You won with the Bengals. I loved that last week. Who you got today?
Yeah, so I was just going to simply just jump back with Cincinnati again and at minus 2.5 points here. I think they're Browning, honestly, if you were watching Cincinnati the last 2 weeks, you would hardly notice a difference between him and Joe Burrow. You know, a little bit, but he's been excellent. And the running game's been pretty solid. So, and the Vikings, this quarterback carousel, even though it looks like Jefferson is going to now play again, this quarterback carousel just can't be good. It's just the chemistry issues. It just can't be good. Cincinnati is just, they're just a winning team. And they seem to be peaking right now at this time of the year, like they have over the last several years. So I love Cincinnati. I was just going to go with them. But then I start looking at these games, right? And I'm like, well, why not add the Chiefs? They're not losing. They're not losing to the Pats. I know the Pats came off a win and they have extra rest. Chiefs are not, right? Like, they're not losing to the Pats.
This is bad trouble the Chiefs are in if they lose this game.
Really, right. Like, right. Really and then bad. I'm like, let me just, I know it's minus 800, but San Fran's not losing to the Cardinals. I don't need to tell you that they're just not losing that game. When they're healthy, they're virtually unbeatable, and that game's not even close.
Well, hold on. Depends what hotel they're staying in. Harry, where are they?
I think they stay at the Renaissance out there.
Harry the Stalker. There you go.
Amazing. Renaissance in Glendale.
And then I'm like, okay, here is where I'll probably lose it, but it wouldn't break my heart if the Eagles go into Seattle and lose. But I'm going to take the Eagles just with their – kind of like their championship pedigree
Right.
To beat the Seahawks team, which has just been way too inconsistent this year. I know they need this game, but there's just way too many inconsistencies from them. And I think we saw their best, by far, offensive output we're going to see of the year against the Cowboys. That was it. You take those four teams, plus 294 for those four teams.
All right.
I like it. I mean, again, I'm taking Cincinnati minus 2.5. I'm not taking them on the money line.
That's the one I'm unsure of.
The rest of the games are on the money line.
Seems low.
I kind of think it's way too heavy in the Cincinnati favor here. And people are going to get belted, I think, a little bit. I think I'm going Vikings there. I'm sorry, Parlay Kid. It's probably a smart bet. They're on the road and everything. And Harry, I don't know. Those Dolphins. You know what? I'm going to go with you. I'm going to go with Colby Covington. Why not? He's got AOC in his corner, I think. She's going to be in his ear. It's good. It's good. Aiden O'Connell, I meant. Not the congressman. Colby Covington. What's the odds there? Plus 130-something?
Plus 124.
There you go. All right. Good. Great, great, great week. We'll talk about our plans to avoid our kids and how we're going to see these games in 1 second.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so Saturday, Parlay Kid, what do you got going? There's 5 bowl games. You're not going to care too much about those, but the 3 pro games you're going to have to be checking in on, right? And then we got this.
It's a
UFC
great weekend
of fun.
This is an amazing weekend of sports. Amazing. So
I love
good.
It. I love it. So you have a meet or something during the day?
Yeah, no, in the morning. That's the great thing. I'll be done.
Okay.
I will be done and just ready to just. Get my sports on. That's
where's it. That, Darren Barbon?
Suffolk Community College.
There you go. That Harry wouldn't have been able to get into that school.
No way.
Yeah, it's
no
a dream. Way. Harry, you'll be watching these games. Is there a red zone for the bowl games? How's that work for you?
Look, I'm gonna be in Vegas with Sol Jalaman.
Oh yeah.
And his big fan of the pod, his brother Meatface.
We're happy birthday, Meatface. 40th birthday.
Yes. Nice. 40. Nice, yeah. Meatface.
There you go. What are you doing there, Harry?
Who knows?
Just betting the games.
I don't want to go to U2. You know what? Sal knows I don't like U2's music, but I'm getting forced into going to U2 at the Sphere.
Oh, you're
Friday.
Going to that? With just
I'm trying to get out of it. I don't want to go.
I think don't you like about U2 that you like about Springsteen?
I really don't like
it's
the
not
music.
He's not Bon Jovi, Bono.
It's true.
Not Bon Jovi. Well,
U2 is a great show. That's a great show.
I can
that's
only imagine. I would love to see it there. I mean, amazing.
That might have been the best concert I ever was at. So. A couple weeks after 9/11, they did it at the Staples Center. U2 did it, and they did all the scrolling names. They're phenomenal. But okay, go ahead. What are you doing?
No, I'm just saying Steelers are on Saturday. We'll watch a game with Joel and the Meatface and everybody else that's coming, so it'll be fun.
All right. Okay. There you go. Brian, you got a...
Monday, I think.
I got girls basketball?
I don't this weekend. I shouldn't say that. No, there's a late game Sunday. I might miss it. That's all right. It's just... it's not
a late Sunday game? What do you mean
it's
late?
It's not a high school late game. There's like a 8 o'clock.
Don't even explain it. It'll be embarrassing.
Her AU team plays in like a winter league. So.
Oh, I see.
So,
okay.
But right. I don't need to see that.
Your daughter's in it.
That's all right. I don't need to see it.
Bri picks games that his family members aren't even in. He'll go see, right?
Like
middle school games.
Oh,
high school.
Like if I have a friend and they're coaching... like one of my friends coaches a 5th grade team. I've seen his team play like 4 times already. If you have a kid and you want me to come see their game, just send me a note.
All right.
Send me a note.
Yeah. At the Brother Bri on X. Hit him up. Harry at AAO Harry. I'm at the Cousin Sal and the Parlay Kid at the Parlay Kid 1, right?
That's correct, sir.
That's it. We got it. Against the odds, that's another episode. I want to remind everyone out there, you may feel like underdogs, but please remember, you're all my favorites. Happy handicapping. You must be 21 or older and present in select states. FanDuel is offering online sports wagering in Kansas under an agreement with Kansas Star Casino, LLC. You have a gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit FanDuel.com/RG in Colorado, Iowa, Kentucky, Michigan, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Tennessee, and Virginia. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342 in Arizona, 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut, 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana, 1-800-522-4700 or visit ksgamblinghelp.com in Kansas, 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana, visit mdgamblinghelp.org in Maryland, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia, or call 1-800-522-4700 in Wyoming. Hope is here. Visit gamblinghelplinema.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support in Massachusetts, or call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPENY in New York.